are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Vista Care, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining us this morning, first off, from the Peer Players, we've got Dan Bowman and Jan Martin, a familiar face. Good morning. How are you both?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. And, of course, your latest production, A Little Piece of Heaven, kicked off over the weekend here, and I hear it went really, really well.
It did. I mean, this is I'm a newcomer to the Peer Players, and I've been enjoying it, and we had a very good run this weekend, and coming up, three more performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Box office opens at 7. Tickets are still available.
Yep.
And of course, there's the virtual option coming up this week as well. We want to remind people about.
Yes, it was recorded on Friday. It will be available online. You have to go to the Peer Players website to buy your ticket for that and get the link.
That sounds great. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about your character in this production.
Michael Caine. He is a biker who broke down and kind of gets marooned in the town, and he's looking for something.
Uh-huh. Now, I can't picture you as a biker at all.
I'm not. Not even a little bit. You didn't even want me to sit on a bike. So.
But you were obviously able to pull it off, and that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. And it's a good show, good cast. I recommend it. So.
Very nice. And Jane, what about your character?
I play Jared's mother, and Jared's a resident of the town, and he's struggling with turning 50. And we have a surprise party for him. And so my husband and I came in from out of town, and we're there to totally embarrass him.
Very nice. And the whole production really centers around this specific store. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's an antique store that is just full of novelties. People come in, they find things they've been missing for long time, short time. Something that completes a life or something like that. So there are cookies that people really love, and they are served there as well. And we, I don't know, we kind of have our idea about the cookies as well.
So. Yeah, that's definitely, because the baker of the cookies, you never see her eating the cookies. So there's something to these cookies.
Yes.
Interesting. Yep. So if people want to get tickets, like you said, the box office is open. But, of course, they can call and reserve those as well. Right.
And the number is 605-224-7826.
And you've got three performances this week to check it out. 7 o'clock doors open and 7:30 the curtain goes up.
Yes.
Yep.
Very nice. So encourage people to get out. It sounds like it was a really good packed house this weekend. Yes. Some really good crowds. So.
Yes, absolutely. It was fun.
People are enjoying it. So get on out there. Peerplayers.com is the website if you want to do the virtual or if you've got some family out of town that would like to tune in and enjoy this production. All right. Well, thank you, Jan and Dan, for joining us, and have a great great run on these final three shows.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Glad to have you here. So there's Dan Bowman and Jan Martin. They joined us from the Peer Players. Make sure you check out the performances this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Opera House in Peer. And joining us as well this morning from Peer Area Referral Services, it's Corwin Jones. Good morning, Corwin.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today.
Well, thanks. It was it's nice to be in. I haven't seen Dan for a while. He used to be my son's Tiger Scout pack leader, I guess, way back in the day when he started. And he's eagled now, so Dan helped.
Oh, very nice. He had a hand in that.
Indeed. So, I'm here from Peer Area Referral Service, and much like Dan's character in the next play coming up, he PARS is emergency services for the Peer Fort Peer area, and we do help people that are stranded in our area.
Right.
And it's a real thing, not just things that they do plays about. But what we try to do every Christmas and Thanksgiving season is to help out the community, those that do live here in town that are having financial hardships that can't necessarily afford all the all the fixings for a Thanksgiving meal or a sure. Christmas meal. And so we get together and we call them our holiday feast meals. And we have a holiday feast meal for Thanksgiving and one for Christmas. People at Feeding South Dakota help us out a little bit with the Thanksgiving meal, and they provide a bone-in turkey breast for us to hand out, along with a $75 gift card that will be able to be used at Dakota Mart here locally. And with that Dakota Mart gift card, people can we'll provide them a grocery list so that they can. I know I need a grocery list when I go shopping.
Oh, absolutely.
And the intention is to get the items that you would get for a traditional Thanksgiving meal, along with supply chain things are affecting Pier as well. And the cards were we for years packed boxes for people.
Okay.
And last year with COVID, we tried the gift card out. It was a $60 gift card. And this year, talking with the people at Dakota Mart, the prices have gone up enough where it's probably $75. And what we ask is anybody that wants to donate toward this cause, we've handed out flyers to many of the local churches. We've tried to get them to some of the local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We have it on our website as well as our Facebook page. And if anybody has any question about how to donate toward this project, they can call us at Pier Area Referral Service. Our phone number is 224-8731. Our doors are still locked at our building. We're still trying to accommodate, you know, best we can.
Right.
And there still are fears with things. Nobody knows for certain.
Exactly. So really the smartest thing to do would be to call ahead, say, you know, this is what's going on, and then you can work out how to
most
let
of our,
them in and do all that.
Most of our services we do over the phone. If people do need to come in, you know, we certainly make accommodations for that, and people
right.
feel safer that way, hopefully. And, just call our phone number. And if you do come down to the office, we'll make you wait outside for a minute or two.
But eventually you'll let him in.
We'll come talk to you. Exactly. We'll come and talk with you. We have a lockbox on the outside of our building. We're located at 110 West Missouri Avenue. If anybody wants to drop a donation in our lockbox, just put holiday feast meals in your memo portion of your check.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the check to PARS or Peer Area Referral Service. And that will help the people in our community in need and help. Hopefully provide a decent Thanksgiving meal for people. Each box or card, I'm still thinking of the boxes we used to pack, but each card should provide for a family of 4 to 6, and that's kind of our projection in that manner. But
okay, so yeah, this is a great thing to donate to help out, and of course, if they want to do both Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm sure that's not a problem at all either.
No, not a problem at all. In fact, it kind of all goes into the same pot once we once we get those in. But
right.
if you tell us your intention, if you want like 3 Thanksgiving meals, 3 Christmas meals, we'll definitely try to add it, divide it up in that manner. But
fantastic!
Yeah, it's great. The participation we get in the community for this event, and I've been director for 3 years, and it's gone on much longer than I've been here, but it's something the community looks forward to helping with as well.
Yeah, they really do a great job of stepping up and helping out. Let's remind people of the website and the phone number.
Sure. Our website, if you want to go to peerareareferral.org, that's where you'll find you'll click on our holiday feast, and then you'll find ways to donate under that. If you are in need of a holiday feast meal, we have our applications that are also at that same location, or you can come down to our offices at 110 West Missouri Avenue. We have a tote outside of our building that has those applications inside the tote. So you can pick those up at any time, even when our offices are closed. But our Facebook page is also Peer Area Referral. And we just encourage you, and if all of that was a little wordy, please call us again. Our number is 605-224-8731.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Corwin. And I know the community is going to step up and do a great job again this year.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, nice meeting you. There's Corwin Jones joining us from Peer Area Referral Services. There is the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.